This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday, and we pray that you guys had a really great weekend, and we have a really good topic.
All right, honey.
Someone once said, "If only I could see each day as a gift, maybe I would stop wanting to exchange Monday for another day." You know, that was an unknown author, but I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we want to say, you know what, can I just forget about Monday? You know? Today we discuss how we continue to trust God when we don't get it, because we have no idea what a new week is going to bring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that comes, you know, from Proverbs 27:1. Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. Monday, traditionally, has got a bad rap. Especially in American society, because the first day of the work week for most people. But you know what? Monday can be one of the best days.
Hey, for it, we always say it's a new beginning.
That's right. It's a new beginning. Yes. You can start living it up fresh again for that week. Maybe the week before was horrendous. Maybe you made some mistakes. Well, this is a new week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, embrace Monday and say, man, come on, Monday. You know, let's make, you know, because the way you really conduct yourself on Monday kind of sets the tone for the rest of the week.
That's good.
And so if you approach Monday with joy and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have a job. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to wake up early and get your word first and then go to work. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be with you. Man. Monday takes on a whole new meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's, hello, Monday, instead of, ew, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Yeah. Thank God it's Monday instead of, oh, God, it's Monday.
I know.
You know, I mean, those are easy.
Maybe it ought to be TGIM. Thank God it's Monday instead of thank God it's Friday.
Could be. Yeah. And, you know, as we always say, getting into that negative stuff, we're just playing right into the enemy's hands.
Yeah.
And, hello, Troy. Sorry, we forgot to move his collar. You know, this is a tough subject for him. Mondays are not always easy for him.
Honey.
But anyway, Monday is, again, a great chance to begin again. And I don't know where that all got started, but we always talk about different spirits that are kind of in the atmosphere. And there's a different one on Monday.
But it can be difficult. And that's for sure. But we want to just encourage you. Embrace Monday with open arms and just realize it's the beginning of a new week.
Well, and to be grateful, you know, because we don't ever know what a day is going to hold.
That's true.
You know, and to be grateful, like you said, to have a job. And this podcast really is all about gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do not know. And to just see every day as a gift, not a gag gift, but a real gift from God. And to be grateful when you leave the house, you know, I always pray for you to be safe in your travels there and back and any place in between, because it's tough out there on the highway. And you leave when it's still dark and it's early in the morning. You're leaving at high time. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to take that for granted. So I don't know what each day is going to bring, but I want to believe that you're going to come home safely every night. But to just not take that, even if it is Monday, another Monday for granted. Oh, here we go again. No, I'm glad we've got another Monday to live.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you escaped something over the weekend that was a close call for you. You might be seeing Monday a little bit different now.
Yeah.
You know, you might be grateful that you were able to get up on Monday. Some of you may be starting a new job today, after having been out of work for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Monday might not be so bad anymore, right?
That's right.
You know, and some of y'all are, you know, this might be the last day of, you know, maybe the job that you're going to, the last week.
Yeah.
Aren't you grateful this Monday came? There's something to be grateful in every Monday.
That's true.
We just need to be willing to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be with just and I don't want to say just to minimize it, but gosh, if you're able to put one foot out of the bed and then mm-hmm. put the other one on Monday morning, that's something to be grateful for when so many people that are handicapped would love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all just a matter of being grateful. And we like to emphasize to that with people to really pray for a heart of gratitude to, you know, God's got, we're all on a different journey with Him, but not get down the road later just by having taken advantage and not being grateful. Mm-hmm. To have to go through something really horrible till you realize, man, I'll never complain about that again. Be yeah. grateful now. Pray about being grateful now. So right. so those valleys don't come to where you're forced to go, whew, I'm not going to complain about Monday again.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for it. You know?
That's right. You know, and gratitude is an attitude. Mm-hmm. You know? You have a choice. You know, what your attitude is going to be on Monday, you know, is it going to be dread? You know, like, oh, man, I dread going back to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, I dread this tomorrow. Or is it going to be gratitude? Mm-hmm. Man, I am so grateful, God, that I've got a job. Mm-hmm. So many people don't.
Yeah. If it wasn't something at that job, it's going to be something else.
That's right. It's just like, you know, someone leaves a job to go to another job because they think it's greener pastures. Well, they realize there's problems in that job, too.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not even a job. Maybe it's a situation in your marriage. Or thinking, man, I'd like to check out of this one. You know what? There's going to be issues in the other one.
That's right.
You know?
So relationships have that Monday feeling also sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you just
Are
have
you
to...
Are you speaking from experience?
No. I'm just saying, you know, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It is true.
You know, and so you have to... I guess always have a Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock knowing, feeling mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm. We used to have our life group come from church on Sunday night. And we all kind of, you know, it would be at 5:30 until our schedule changed. And we were kind of in that whole funk together. Because when everybody left, the next day was Monday. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that might be something people out there are listening to. Go find you something to do on a Sunday night that's going to encourage you. Because we're certainly not alone when it comes to Monday. Everybody's facing it.
That's true.
You know, and just it depends on how you look at it. Mm-hmm. And as you go deeper in your walk with the Lord, just to look forward to every day, seeing how you're going to see Him move in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a situation on Mondays that you just think, I cannot deal with this. But you've been praying about it, and you've got other people praying about it, and look forward to going and saying, all right, I'm going to watch how God's going to move. And this is the first day of that. And it may not move on Monday, but Monday's the day that you got a new attitude and you're going to start seeing Him show up that mm-hmm. week. And every day after that. Let sure. Monday be the new beginning of everything. Attitude-wise, gratitude-wise, just being grateful.
Yeah.
Because nothing lasts forever anyway.
That's true.
Nothing lasts forever. And the people that we work with, people that we work for, everybody's got something good about them. And I think if we can make a conscious attitude in our life, which we try to do, to find the good in everybody. Mm-hmm. Because as long as we're on this earth, we're going to be living around other people. And to choose to find the good in them.
Yeah.
As difficult as that is, right?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I mean, a lot of times, you know, we go into Monday or some situations, you know, without gratitude because, you know what? Maybe we haven't given our life to Jesus, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, He really teaches us how to go into a situation being grateful. Mm-hmm. I mean, look what happened to Him. I mean, He wasn't really, you know, looking forward to the cross. Mm-hmm. Once He realized it was His Father's will, man, then, you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I can go into this gratefully, mm-hmm. you know? And so He wants us to learn from that.
He does.
And so, but if you've never known Jesus,
yeah.
you know, or maybe you thought you did and you walked away, and it's time to come back. Mm-hmm. Learn how to be grateful. Mm-hmm. Be grateful to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, and that will get you ready to go for Monday.
That's exactly right.
So if you've never given your life to Him, we ask you to do so right now if you choose to do it.
From a sincere heart.
From a sincere heart. Please give your heart to Him. Lord Jesus, thank You for this day. Thank You for Monday. Lord, I know that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day. Because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to be grateful every day because I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Well, it's Monday, and so we just ask you to, if you did pray this prayer, to let us know at info@livingitup.org. Or if you have any comments about the podcast, mm-hmm. please, we'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's thank right. you. Yeah. Anyway, okay, we're going to leave you with this. Remember this thought. Somebody once said if you could only see each day as a gift, they'd stop wanting to exchange Monday for another day. So we hope after listening to us, you know, you've decided to see Monday and be grateful for it and all good things and all people that are in your life and that you'll recognize it mm-hmm. and practice gratitude. So until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Robbie Ian, yeah. We'll be right back.